The geographic center of Ontario and the three boundaries, corners have been visited. The north beckons and it's in polar bear country where there are no back roads. It is time to fly from Sioux Lookout, October 2, on Wasaya Airway flight hashtag WP749 to Washahoe Cree Nation, Fort Severn, the province's most northern settlement. We then make our way northwest along the Hudson Bay coast to the most northern point in Ontario that borders Manitoba and Nunavut. It is a test. This story started 3 years back when the center of Ontario became the first challenge. Who knew then where the center was? Center getting to the center of Ontario started before COVID and we have been there 3 times on snowshoes. The very middle of the province is located in a mature forest of black spruce, very tranquil, and now a community is putting forth an effort to make it a tourism icon. East and south, believe it or not, we journeyed to the most eastern and southern points in Ontario within a 24-hour time span. The east was at the end of someone's driveway bordering two provinces. The Ontario side of the driveway is County Road No. 2 and then it immediately changes to CH Frontier, Kemin, on the PQ side, the most southern point in the province, where there are vineyards. There is so much biodiversity and so many birds, especially in the spring. It required a ferry ride and some water wading. West, each point of the province has provided new challenges. The most western meant we had to leave Ontario, enter another province and into the USA. It was instantly American dollars, miles, Fahrenheit, MPH and flags everywhere. Entering our neighbor to the south, where there is no manned border, was interesting, and when we got to Angle Inlet there was flooding to contend with. North, so now it is tundra and tides were on part of an ocean. The Hudson Bay Lowlands, a wetland area of Canada, covers about 320,000 square km, 123,553 square miles, on the southern shores of Hudson Bay and James Bay, surrounded by the Canadian Shield. It is the largest area of wetlands in the world. It falls largely in Ontario and Manitoba, and Fort Severn is located almost near its center. What we will find is level plains of tundra and bog like muskeg and peat, dotted with shallow ponds. The most northern boundary is now the most challenging. Teaching outdoor education and survival skills says the priorities will be to keep dry and warm and retain that positive attitude when you are in remote situations. For this trip it will be to keep warm and dry and maintain a positive attitude. Having hiked in Iceland and Greenland, the terrain will be similar and different. Instead of crossing terrain, we are making our way along the mud, tidal flats and fording more than 12 estuaries with ATVs. Most are small, but there are a couple of very wide river mouths. Salt water is hard on the machines. Fort Severn, Washahoe, is a Western Swampy Cree First Nation, FN. The population in 2016 was 361. Previously, the official reserve was located more than 150 kilometers to the south, at the junction of the Severn and Sachigo rivers, known as Roxands. On the Washahoe FN website, there is some foreshadowing of what is to come. Traditional knowledge means that you know almost every lake and river on the land. But if you know the lands, you grow up on the land, the difference is that you are a survivor on the land. With the new technology like GPS, it can take you where you want to go. But one thing that doesn't tell you is the condition of the terrain. Like if you were to cross a creek like that during the night, and this little creek happens to be only about this thickness of ice, it's not frozen, you'll be heading straight into the water. Even though that GPS tells you where your camp is, it doesn't tell you that. That's the problem with the new technology. Here is a short Washahoe YouTube video. We will be with our guide George Kakekaspan, Ka Ki Kas Span. He has the traditional knowledge. He was born in Sioux Lookout and raised in Roxand, Winnisk and Fort Severn. He is Canadian Armed Forces, reservist, a Canadian Ranger for more than 20 years. He has been guiding since the age of 18. He also runs a store and gas business out of my home. He says, the water levels in the rivers are low. That's in our favor. Brian Emblin from Timmins has been a co-pilot all the way along with these destination adventures. I've been looking forward to this for some time. The other three extreme points and center point pale in comparison to this one for its effort and planning. Really luck, my pal Bruce hooked us up with our guide George. I've never been that far north before. I'm sure it will be an education, and I look forward to seeing the scenery, meeting the people and getting a peek into how people live there. We are utilizing community members' hunt and fish camps along way. Shelters made of frames, wooden poles and canvas. They're called Black Current, Nisqually Cabin and Mintiagon Cabins. We have to cross more than 12 small tidal estuaries. Most are small, but there are three larger ones with alluvial fans, and there are the tides to consider. The saltwater is hard on the ATVs. The distance is approximately 140 kilometers. I am nervous but prepared. I am not 23 anymore, but maybe wisdom and experience of years gone by will help. At the time of submitting this story, the weather looks favorable with daytime highs of 9 degrees Celsius and lows of 5 degrees Celsius at night, with no precipitation, that white word, in sight. Map. The map will help with orienting the extreme boundaries of the province and the journey that awaits. As it should be, the distance between the NS and WE extremes is approximately 1,600 kilometers, 995 miles, based on the lines of longitude and latitude and the curvature of the Earth. Right now, as you read this, we should be approaching the summit, and will report back to you about polar bears and a place worth waiting for, beyond the back roads.